You're listening to the Naked Genetics podcast with me, Dr. Kat Arney. Still to come, we'll be finding out how to crack the genetic code of cancer and take a trip in a glass-bottom boat. But now it's time to meet the rinky-dinks. These creatures are the creation of Dr. Tiffany Taylor, an evolutionary biologist at the University of Reading, who's written a children's book called Little Changes. It's aimed at helping teachers to explain the concepts of evolution to children. I met up with Tiffany to find out more about her book and why she decided to write it.
I wrote this book because I thought that currently the way that evolution is taught as a starting point is it's taught as quite a static process, is that organisms have differences because they live in different environments, but it doesn't really describe how organisms from one environment can move into another environment and then adapt to this new environment, take on the changes which make them a better fit. What I wanted to do is write a book which is very simple, aimed at young children, which told the story of these little characters called the rinky-dinks, involved in a natural disaster which splits them between two very different environments, which over time they have to adapt to. And then one day they bump into each other in the forest and they don't recognise each other, but little did they know that they actually come from exactly the same background. So I wanted to get the idea of how it's a dynamic process that takes a lot of time rather than it being very static.
So have you managed to get quite a lot of what we understand about evolution and how it works into it? How did you find writing it in such simple terms?
It was difficult, but actually evolutionary processes are quite, they follow quite simple laws, and really all you need is reproduction, variation and selection. And without using those terms, actually, I think there's something that children can visualise quite easily. I mean, we're all different, we're all unique, that's the variation. You know, terrible things, there was, you know, natural disasters, you can see that that can cause changes in the environment, that if they want to reach their food, then they've got to have certain changes which are going to help them do that. So I think the concepts themselves are something that children can relate to, and you don't need these complex terminology in order to explain it.
And what are your hopes for the book?
Well, I really hope that primary school teachers can use it as a resource in order to help perhaps them understand evolutionary processes a bit better, because, I mean, a lot of them haven't had any sort of training, any sort of scientific training, and give them also classroom activities which will help solidify these sort of new concepts which are going to be introduced to the children, and perhaps even open up some forums for which they can ask questions, or children can ask questions about evolution, for things that perhaps the teachers feel that they can't necessarily answer that comfortably. So I just really want it to be a resource for teachers to explain the concepts of evolution, giving children a better grounding so that when it's reintroduced at a later stage and key stages, that they are coming from a more solid foundation.
That was Tiffany Taylor from the University of Reading. And you can find out more about Little Changes, including downloadable activities for kids and resources for teachers, at www.rinkydinks.co.uk.